This is Rick Gentry. I want to thank everybody for listening today to Preaching Sunday on BPNRadio.com. Today I'm excited to introduce to you Barry Smith from West Columbia, Texas. Here's Barry.
Good morning. This is Laura Smith. I'd like to thank Pastors Dale and Jean Gentry for having us on this radio station. My husband and I have served in ministry in Belize for nearly 20 years. That came about as Pastor Dale prophesied over us many years ago that we would be launched into full-time ministry, and not to make it happen, but that the Lord would launch us, and that he did. This morning, what I really want to talk about is how we can have hope in God in the middle of various trials that we face. No matter what we're going through, the Lord has made a way for us to have hope and to be encouraged in him. Many years ago, I thought to myself, who wouldn't want to be a Christian when if you're sick as a Christian, you get healed, if things are going wrong, God takes care of it for you, and you don't have to suffer like the world. Not too long after thinking that, I began to go through things that I thought Christians shouldn't go through. And then I found in the Word, in Isaiah 43, that when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. And when you are in the floods and in the river, they will not overtake you. It didn't say if, it said when. So I realized that, yes, we will be in the fire and in the floods, but we will not be burned, and God will be with us. So this morning, I just want to share how God is with us in whatever we face. Give some scriptures that Psalm 20, may the Lord answer you in your distress. Nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans. Psalms 9:9 says that he is a refuge and he never forsakes those who seek him. Psalms 32:6 says, when the mighty waters rise, you are my hiding place. You will protect me and surround me with songs of deliverance. Psalms 42:5 says, hope in God, for I will yet praise him. There's times that we go through and we feel like we don't have hope and we feel like we can't praise the Lord in this situation. But the Word of God has so much to say about hoping in him, and so much to say about when we're facing various trials and when we're down and when we are feeling distressed, that he is our hope and that we're to rejoice in hope. Barry and I have faced so many things and have found that God is our refuge and strength and a very present help in trouble. And he has restored hope. No matter what we are going through in life, he reminds us that he is our hope. And he is the one that brings joy in the midst of whatever's going on. A verse that's encouraged me lately is Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him. That's just blessed me lately, because I just think that the hope that we have in God is what fills us with joy and peace, that we can have that in the middle of whatever's going on. We can still be filled with his joy and his peace. It says, as we trust in him, so that we may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So we're able to overflow with hope in the midst of any circumstance. There's just so many verses that encourage us to be hopeful and to trust in the Lord in all situations. We've faced what we feel like was the most devastating events that a person could go through. Even in that, God has been our hope and he has assured us that he is with us. Romans 8:23-24. Not only so, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we are saved. But hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what he already has? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. We have had different situations in our life. Nearly 27 years ago, we faced the death of our first and only child. And it looked like there just wasn't hope to ever have joy again, to ever move forward. The Lord just reminded me of a scripture that was really important to me, Jeremiah 29:11, that God has a future, a plan, and a hope. It says that he had hope for us and a future. He planned a good future and a hope. This verse that I just read says that we wait for it patiently. And so many times we have prayer requests that we put up before God and we want it now. And the Bible says hope deferred makes the heart sick. But then it goes back and tells us that we are to wait patiently, that we are to wait for what he has promised us. When our son was still alive, we were wanting to have more children and didn't seem to be able to. I found out I had a birth defect and needed to have corrective surgery before I could have any more children. Meanwhile, I discovered that I was pregnant, was having trouble, and had to end up having surgery because of a ectopic or tubal pregnancy. A month later, the doctor discovered that I was still pregnant, and it was determined that I had a twin tubal pregnancy, which was removed as well. I went to a church service, and it was prophesied that we would have two sons and a daughter. We had one son at the time. Not too long after that, our only son passed away, and that was after two miscarriages before he passed away. Then he passed away, and I gave birth to a daughter who lived a very short time and died the same day she was born. So it didn't look like there was any hope for us to have a child. It felt like we buried our hopes when we buried our son and daughter. And yet the Lord still spoke to us through several prophecies that we would have a child and it would be a son and we would know his name first. That was spoken to us before we ever went to Belize. After we were in Belize for 5 years, I found out I was expecting again. This time happened to be triplet and miscarried all three of them. It didn't look very hopeful for us to have a child. And the Lord just showed me that I need to be content in whatever situation that I'm in and learn to give to other children. And that's the reason that Barry and I went to Belize to begin with, was to minister to children. And the Lord sent children our way for us to raise in the Lord and just brought great fulfillment in our lives, great love in our lives, and joy as well. We found contentment, even though we didn't have any biological children. God just blessed us by placing some very special children in our lives. In the year 2000, I found out I was expecting again, which caused a lot of fear because I had been pregnant. This was my 7th pregnancy, and we had no living children. But God just assured me over and over that he was with me. And he spoke to my husband that he was giving him a son. So we believed God that he was going to be faithful to what he promised us, even though it was easy to get overcome by fear. The Lord just sent messengers to remind me over and over that he was with me. On October 7th, in the year 2000, we gave birth to Judas Daniel Smith at 1 pound and 14 ounces, and he struggled for his life and was in the hospital for 17 weeks, but God was faithful, and he just recently turned 18, and the Lord just fulfilled what he said he would do, which he said he would bless us with a child, and it didn't look very possible for so many years. In fact, we have been married almost 18 years when Judah was born, but the Lord had spoken to us, and through a sermon about Judah, that when Leah wanted her husband's affection and her husband's attention, and she finally just said, "I will just praise the Lord." And she named her baby Judah. It just meant, "I will praise the Lord." That's where we ended up with his name. And just praise the Lord in the midst of all the things that we have faced in life. And God fulfilled what he placed in us and what we hoped for. We just have to continue to have hope that God has the future in his hands. We've faced many, many, many things besides the death of our only child. And God is the reason that we have hope. It says the Lord in Psalm 9:9, the Lord is a refuge for the oppressed and a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name will trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. And he's so faithful, and he never has forsaken us, and he never will forsake those who love him. Reading in the book of Romans, it talks about how nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. It's talking about nothing, no thing can separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. That includes everything that we face. When our loved ones are suffering, when our loved ones are dying, when we want to have a baby and it looks impossible, when we're having issues at work, whatever we're facing, nothing can separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. The Lord just has to remind us of that over and over again. In Psalms 32, verse 6, it says, when the mighty waters rise, they will not reach him. You are my hiding place, and you will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. Then Psalms 130, verse 7 says, put your hope in the Lord, for with him is unfailing love and full redemption. We can place our hope in him and trust him. In Psalm 20, it says, may the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May he remember all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings. May he give you the desires of your heart and make all your plans succeed. As we focus on his word, can't help but have hope because of the promises that he gives us in his word. Psalm 42:5 says, why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Sometimes when we face multiple hardships, as we have, it's easy to become downcast and disturbed. But the word reminds us that we're to put our hope in God and praise him no matter what. Isaiah 43 that I mentioned earlier, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. That verse meant so much to me when I was expecting our daughter and bedridden and just needed to know that God was with me. And he just showed me that. He didn't promise that we would never go through anything. He just said, I will be with you. I've summoned you by name and you are mine. Another verse that really stood out to me during that time, I just felt like every time I got up, I was worried that something would happen. And Isaiah 41:13, the Lord showed me this verse. It said, I am the Lord, your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. No matter what you're going through, picture yourself walking hand in hand with the Lord Jesus Christ. And he promised to help us and that we don't have to fear no matter what we're facing. Psalms 31:24 also says, be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. No matter what we're facing, we can be strong and we can hope in the Lord and just know that he is with us no matter what it is. Romans 12:12 tells us even to be joyful in hope and patient in affliction. Hebrews 10:23 says to hold unswervingly to the hope that we profess. And Romans 8:23 and 24 is talking about how if we've seen what we're hoping for, it's no longer hope, but we wait patiently for that hope. And then in Romans 8:28, a little bit further down, it tells us that in all things, God is working for our good. Even when our situations don't seem to be good, God is working them out for our good. And we think about tasting ingredients in a cake. They don't taste good by themselves. But when they're worked together, God creates something good from things that are not good that we experience. And Romans 8:26 talks about how the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings that can't be uttered when we don't even know how to pray because we're in the middle of a battle that is overwhelming. The Holy Spirit is interceding for us with groanings. That just really ministered to me in some of the worst time of my life, that the Holy Spirit was interceding when I didn't even know how to pray. So I just pray for each one of you that might be listening that's going through a place that you feel like you're in distress and you don't know, you know, how it's all going to end up. You don't see that there's any hope. But be assured, because the Word of God says we have hope and we can have joy because of the hope that God has given us, that that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in us and quickens us, quickens our mortal body, and brings that hope because Jesus has already paid for whatever we face. He's already made a way for us to be saved, for us to walk in victory over every circumstance. It said he would surround us with songs of deliverance. And so I just pray, 2 Thessalonians says, may our Lord give us eternal encouragement and good hope, and encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word. So that's my prayer this morning for anyone who's facing things that seem totally hopeless. I face situations with my family being diagnosed with cancers, family members passing away. Even some of the foster children that we raised have been killed or passed away. We're not immune from the things of life, but we have victory through Jesus no matter what we face, even when it looks impossible to ever overcome. The night that our son passed away, we determined in our heart that nothing was going to separate us from God's love and nothing was going to take us away from the Lord. We just determined not to throw our confidence away, but to stand strong in the Lord, even though it didn't feel easy. And it took a long time to even be able to rejoice again and to be able to have joy. But God brings that joy and he causes us to rejoice in hope. 1 Corinthians 13:7 says love always hopes, and Romans 5:8 tells us to rejoice in hope, but it also says to rejoice in suffering, which is a verse that I don't really like, but it says suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us. That's pretty powerful. And it's telling us, you know, that all the things we go through actually produce hope in us, which doesn't make much sense to the natural mind. But the Lord is telling us to rejoice in hope, rejoice in suffering, and to remember that it's going to produce hope in us, and hope does not disappoint. Recently, I read a Facebook post by a woman who was hoping that one day she's going to have the baby that she feels like God promised her. She's hoping and planning and furnishing her nursery with the hope that God's going to fulfill his promise to her. And it's been years and she's still hoping. And that just reminded me so much of all the years of hoping for a child and finding a place of contentment and finding a way to wait patiently and to keep our hope in the Lord. God is faithful. And when he promises, he delivers. And it may not be our timing. I didn't choose to have a baby at 41 years old, but it was God's timing. He has everything in his hand. So just want to encourage you to be strong in the Lord and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord, and to remember that you're more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, to hold unswervingly to the hope that you profess, the hope of glory, the hope of salvation, the hope of being together with Jesus in heaven, the adoption as sons and daughters of the living God. He is our refuge. He is our strength. And he never leaves us. He never forsakes us. No matter what's going on around us, on the job, in our everyday lives, in our families, no matter who's coming against us, his word says that we will never be separated from his love. His word tells us not to fear. His word promises that he's right there with us in the fire. He's right there with us in the flood. And he will send us help and support. He is our hope, and we can place our unfailing love. I mean, we can trust in his unfailing love for us. He tells us over and over again to fear not. And it's so easy when we get diagnosed or we get a bad report or something goes wrong to easily panic and fear. But he tells us over and over again in his word to fear not and to find joy and hope in him. And so I just, my prayer this morning is that whatever you're facing, whatever is you're hoping for, that you won't lose heart, that you will trust in him, and that you, that the God of hope will fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I just thank the Lord for all that he's done in our lives. Every time it seems like a situation is hopeless, God restores our hope and our joy. And he reminds us that he loves us and his love is unfailing and that we can trust in him. And he is walking with us. He's taking hold of our right hand and walking with us in every situation, even when they seem impossible. I just want to pray real quick for those of you who may just need your hope restored this morning. Father, I just thank you that you're a healer, that you're a faithful God who loves us. I thank you that we can have hope in you, hope for the impossible, because when you promise, you deliver, Lord. I thank you, Father, for giving anyone that's listening hope in you, that you're going to fulfill that which you promised them. And Lord, that you will just fill them with the joy and hope of knowing that they belong to you and that one day they will be in heaven with you, that you provided a way for each one of us to be restored and to be redeemed. And you've provided a way for us to make it through the fire and through the flood, that you're with us. And I just ask you to remind your children that you're with them and you're taking hold of their right hand and walking with them through whatever they're facing. That they're believing God for a child, Lord, that you would just restore their hope and give them joy and patience in the waiting for your timing, Lord. I thank you, Father. I thank you for your faithfulness in our life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall, but you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won, for you have never failed me yet. stands. Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet.
I want to thank everybody for listening today. You have been listening to Barry Smith on Preaching Sunday. We're so excited about kicking off Preaching Sunday, and it's going to be awesome. For more information, contact one of our team members at breakoutprayernetwork.com, or you can visit us at bpnradio.com. Thanks for listening.